This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We kick off hour number two with somebody that we've known for a lot of years, very hard worker, holding that Miami Herald high school sports staff together. Does a tremendous job. He's everywhere. Bill Daly joins us. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Larry. I don't know who's everywhere more, me or you. I can tell you that. If you put the two of us combined, Larry, boy, that's a lot of preps games if you combine you and me over the years.
Yeah, that is. Especially last Saturday. That's a lot of sweat and heat out of those games. But you take a look, you know, Bill, as you bring that up, the kickoff classics seem so much more important this year. There were some really good games starting all the way back last Thursday with Palmetto and Western, and then you had American Heritage and Chaminade, and then obviously the doubleheader on Saturday between Popka and Booker T, and then you turn around and have a really good game. I don't think that a lot of Central fans thought it would be that competitive with Sayre Grove, but that shows you what type of football it is. Even in the exhibition season, these kids are putting it on. Talk about that, the competitive nature of South Florida football.
Well, they only get – it's not like the NFL where you have like three or four – it's just like one preseason game. So the coaches don't have – you know, a great deal of extra time to see kids. So, you know, they're gonna keep most of the kids in there. You're right. I mean, I was at Norland Carroll City on Thursday night, and of course, that's the Miami Gardens Bowl. So that game clearly was for keeps. I mean, there was no way they were considering that a preseason classic. I mean, they played right to the very final second. So, with the exception, I think Chaminade and Heritage on Friday night. They go to the running clock in the fourth quarter, and they still played. It still came down to the last possession. Chaminade, you know, was trying to get down there and tie the game. They play. Yeah, this is for keeps, and this has changed a little bit over the years. I think because I think the coaches recognize that, you know, we can't just, you know, empty. You know, a few years back, it was kind of like the fourth quarter. You know, they'll empty the benches and put the JV kids in. No, that doesn't happen anymore. These coaches want to play four quarters and play it, you know, with a regular clock, and they want to get looks at kids and see who can play and who can't. And clearly, you know, we saw that last week.
You know, Bill, too, as we go to this first week of the season, the stakes are high now, and I think that the schools in South Florida realize the, you know, the big three, you know, formerly a 6A, now kind of scattered out with Carroll City Central and two-time defending state champion Northwestern, then St. Thomas, that you have to play these elite games. You have to. So what happens in week one is you have an elite game right off the bat Friday night when St. Thomas travels out to play Concord De La Salle High School. Then it follows over on Saturday at 12 noon on ESPN when Central plays. And, it's kind of refreshing not to be sitting at home and having watched Central at Hoover or Vegas or some of these other areas. They're at home. They're at Traz Powell Stadium, but they're out, up against one of the top teams in the country. And then another nationally televised game featuring our local teams, Carroll City and Deerfield. Talk about that as a way to kick off a season. Plus, I didn't mention tomorrow night's Berlin-Columbus game and a lot of other games to get the season off. But it seems like this is one of those years where I think every week we're going to have some major challenges.
Oh, yeah. You know, the landscape has changed now with the different, you know, with the new point system the state has in place. Now, you know, you can't just cream puff your way to up to an 8-2 or 9-1 record and be guaranteed a postseason berth. You know, unless, of course, there are still districts. First in your district, you're automatically in. But you know, this has set up these kind of games now, and where teams are you know, not necessarily ducking anybody. And I mean, Saturday is going to be very, very special. Saturday's going to be really special. Is our man Willie Wilcox would say that the Mecca will be alive and well on Saturday with the Central going up against the number two ranked team in the country in St. Francis. And then, of course, you got Deerfield and Carroll City to follow both games on ESPN. And that's really special. It makes you feel kind of cool when ESPN, you know, brings the cameras down here, you know, to put these games on a national stage platform. And, yeah, absolutely. This is, you know, you got Northwestern and Gibbons on Friday night playing each other. And like we said, Columbus and Blinn, and we'll be going at it tomorrow night. And even beyond that, I mean, it's a great first week. And even beyond that, there are lots of great games. And these teams, you know, there's no, you know, nobody really ducks each other anymore, you know. And it's which is a great thing. And it gives everybody in South Florida a real treat to be able to see some of these top teams go up against each other. Yeah. So, and like I said, this weekend will be real special. Saturday's going to be a great day at Traz. So, you know, we'll be there. And everybody, it'll be hopefully be a big, good crowd. And, you know, and hopefully we'll see see if we can get the Rockets through. Rockets can really – it can be a big game for them. They can, if they can somehow pull off the upset. It's weird. We're sitting there talking about Central pulling off the upset. But, you know, they've got a big task in front of them. And, you know, you were with me at Cedar Grove on Saturday night, and they didn't – you know, they weren't sharp. You know, they got it together, came back, won the second half, won the game. But they're going to have to play a lot better on Saturday or – you know, you and I both agree St. Francis will blow them right out of Traz Powell Stadium. St. Francis, their reputation precedes them. They're an incredibly good team. Yeah. And the Central, the Rockets will, you know, if rolling up, you're listening right now, you boys are going to need to play a near-perfect game. And, I'm breaking my, you know, I broke loose with my Herald Top 20 poll tonight. It's up on my website, and it's going to be in the Herald tomorrow. And, you know, I put the Rockets number one in South Florida. So, and they're, you know, I think deserving of that mantle. And, you know, I got a hunch, as good as St. Francis is, you know, Central has a way of, you know, coming up big in games like this. So yep. I think, you know, they might be there in the fourth quarter. They might give themselves a shot to win. So.
Be kind of like the Hoover game a couple of years ago when they Hoover had a 34-game winning streak at home and they were nationally number three or four. And Central went up there using the Wildcat with Anthony Jones and beat them. Before we let you go, run down a couple of those. Give us your top ten as a little sneak peek for tomorrow's what's going to be in the Herald, Bill.
Well, I put, you know, I put the Rockets number one, and, you know, and then, you know, of course, there's St. Thomas at number two, and that's another team with a big opportunity on Friday night. You know, they're ranked 10 in the country.
Yeah.
Even though De La Salle is 18, Aquinas can really put themselves in the national championship picture if they can go out there and beat De La Salle. So so I got St. Thomas two, and I put Northwestern at three. I mean, they're two-time defending state champions. You know, you got to show the Bulls some love. And I got them up high, and I put Deerfield Beach four. I'm gonna see if I could sneak, you know, very sneakily ride the Deerfield Beach train with Jalen Knight this year, and see if I may pick them to win the state championship in 8A. We'll see. I gotta start that a little bit more. So I got them four, and I got Carroll City five, and then coming in at number six, I got, you know, Columbus with Dave Dunn taking over the program now. We'll see the Explorers. I'll get a good look at the Explorers tomorrow night against Blinn. I'll be down there for that game. And then seven, I got Palmetto. Mike Benasco doing a great job down there. And Palmetto has got probably their best football team in a very, very long time. So, you know, they could have a legitimate shot of possibly getting up to Daytona. We'll see. Number eight, Plantation American Heritage with Pat Surtain. You know, the Patriots are trying to get relevant again. I'll be there for posting Monsignor Pace on Friday night. I'll be at that game. And let's see, who do they have at number nine here? I believe I had
is Gibbons in there or no?
Yeah, I have Gibbons. Gibbons is back a little bit. Okay. I think I had Gibbons at like 15.
Well, you teased everybody, so they'll read the Herald tomorrow and get the rest. So that was a good ploy by you, Bill. I mean, now. See, but anyway, we're going to get going. I appreciate you joining us, as always, and we'll do this again. I know that we've been talking about you coming on. You did an awesome job, and you gave us a lot of information, and we'll see you tomorrow evening.
Ready, Able, and Willing, Larry. Always enjoy it. You do a great job on the show. It's good, great for high school prep. So
thanks, Bill.
We'll see you soon.
Good job. Bill Daly, Miami Herald, does a tremendous job.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.